It's Wednesday, November the 2nd. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville, and thank you for logging on to sports on WTAW.com. Has the A&M defense lost ground in the year since they were part of the team that beat Oklahoma at Kyle Field? Well, A&M defensive coordinator Tim DeRuiter says, yeah, maybe so, but there's still a chance to turn that around.
Well, you know, I think our defense as a whole was playing, you know, pretty good at that time. We were playing with a lot of energy and swagger. Guys knew our package and we're playing fast. We're not playing fast enough right now with confidence. And we're going to dial some things back this week in practice and get our guys back to playing fast.
Now, does the win last year over Oklahoma help the Aggies this year? Safety Trent Hunter says nope.
I don't think it helps at all. If anything, you know, it puts more pressure on us because, you know, they remember that loss that they had last year. You know, just like we remember the losses we had coming to this year. Like I said, I mean, it really doesn't help us at all. Tech went in and they played a great game. We're going to have to match their intensity that they played with and, you know, hope things go our way and we're going to have to play great. But last year doesn't help us at all.
Kickoff at 2:30-something Saturday from Norman, Oklahoma. We'll have the game for you right here with the pregame starting at 1:30. The game of the year is what it should be on Saturday in Tuscaloosa when number one ranked LSU goes to play number two ranked Alabama with the winner in the driver's seat for the national championship. Here's Alabama coach Nick Saban.
I think clearly both teams that are playing in this game have established the fact that they are some of the best teams in the country. And the fact that we have to play at this time because of our conference, our division, and our schedule, everybody should view that game as these are two of the best teams playing, and how that game affects the future should not be relative to just who won and lost, but actually the quality of the teams.
LSU coach Les Miles, he's sort of protecting his players in this week before the big game.
I'd like to minimize the media requirement on my players. You want to allow your guys to focus and prepare. And that can be a distraction from within, and it can be a distraction on the perimeter. And it's kind of my job to kind of make sure that I eliminate any of that.
Game will be under the lights on Saturday night from Tuscaloosa. Southeastern Conference Commissioner Mike Slive has suspended Arkansas freshman Markel Wade for one game for his hit on Vanderbilt's punt returner. Wade will sit out Saturday's game with 10th-ranked South Carolina in Fayetteville. Interim Big 12 Commissioner Chuck Nina says he expects West Virginia to start play in the conference next season despite the Big East attempt to keep the university from a quick exit. Ninas attended a reception in Morgantown, officially welcoming the Mountaineers to the Big 12 yesterday. A day earlier, the university had to sue the Big East, seeking to clear the way for it to start Big 12 play next fall. The Big East has said that it plans to keep West Virginia, Pitt, and Syracuse for the 27 months that the bylaws called for, instead, in other words, until 2014. High school volleyball, both A&M Consolidated and Bryan, fared well in Fairfield last night. They won their first playoff matches. Consol beat North Mesquite in three sets. The Tigers had 37 kills to North Mesquite 17. Consolidated will play Garland Sachse in the area round. Bryan beat Mesquite Horn in three, and they'll meet McKinney Boyd next. Aggie volleyball team is on the court tonight with Texas Tech at 6:30. The Aggies are 6-3 in the Big 12. Tech is just 1-8. It's local heroes night. Bryan College Station Fire, police personnel, and A&M campus police and security will be admitted for free. Aggie soccer team is in San Antonio in search of their 12th and final Big 12 trophy. The Big 12 tournament championship is up for grabs in the single 8-team elimination tournament. A&M last won this tournament in 2005. The Aggies finished second and are the second seed and will meet the 7th seed Kansas tonight. A&M has won 11 combinations of Big 12 regular season titles and tournament championships. The Aggies will be hoping for their tournament showing to bring them a higher seed in the upcoming NCAA tournament. No KD or Kobe, no championship banner in Dallas, and no games. Tuesday was the original start date for the NBA season. Negotiations to end the lockout have stalled. Players and owners made progress in a number of issues related to the salary cap system over 2 days last week, but then negotiations fell apart on the third day. three games were originally scheduled for yesterday. Now the schedule has been canceled through November the 30th, and there might be more cancellations after that. Any hope for an 82-game regular season is over. And finally, the Aggie men's golf team won their first tournament of the fall yesterday. They won the Royal Oaks Intercollegiate in Dallas after a 22-under-par finish that beat Duke by a shot. It was A&M's third win at that tournament in 4 years. Cameron Peck led the Aggies at 8-under-par. Hey, and that's your look at sports. Thank you, everybody, for logging on to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.